Good morning, friends. Welcome to worship for March 15th on this snowy Sabbath day. I'm Mariah Tolgard, one of the pastors at Hamlin Church, and I want to thank you for joining us. Today we are worshiping online, of course, because of the snowstorm. This will be an abbreviated time of prayer and centering, and then we invite you to log on to Zoom and join us for Zoom Snow Day Coffee Hour. Bring your coffee or hot chocolate and join us online for a time of fellowship and connection. We are so glad that you are here this morning. And if it seems like there's a bit of holy deja vu happening, it's because it's true. On March 15th, 2020, was the first Sunday we went online only because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And now here we are 6 years later, back in my living room, and here we all are, worshiping from our homes. Don't worry, the snow will melt much faster than the pandemic ever did, and March 15th won't fall on a Sunday again until 2037. Phew. But snowstorms like this one do have a way of reminding us of how vulnerable we are, how quickly plans can change, how dependent we are on power staying on roads being plowed, on neighbors and church family checking in. They uncover a truth we often try to forget. We don't make it through life on our own. We need each other's care and protection, and we have seen God's faithfulness in that shared dependence all along the way. So in our short time of worship, we'll spend a little time centering ourselves in our theme and scripture for this week during Lent, and then close with prayer and song. So, take a deep breath, settle in, light a candle perhaps, or turn on the fireplace, and prepare your hearts for worship. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us. Come upon us while we worship today from our homes. Remind us that we are still connected to you, as part of your great family, as part of the Hamlin Church community. Be with us as we worship. Amen. Amen. Our Lenten theme for this week is the good news is protection and care for the vulnerable. In a world where power and success often take center stage, Jesus keeps turning our attention back to those on the margins: children, widows, immigrants, refugees, people without status or safety. Today, as we worship, we listen again for that call, remembering that each of us has been vulnerable and has had moments when we needed protection and care, and that God's good news is for us and through us for others. That same good news assures us that God sees and guards the vulnerable, and it sends us to join God in that work so that together we become a community where no one is left alone in their vulnerability. We have two scriptures that are guiding us for this week. The first is from the Gospel of Matthew, where parents bring their children to Jesus, hoping he will bless them. The disciples are trying to protect Jesus' time and status, and they rebuke the parents and try to send the children away. But Jesus reverses their priorities. He welcomes the children. He lays hands on them. And he declares that the kingdom of God, of heaven, belongs to such as these. In Jesus' time, children had little status and were seen as interruptions, not priorities. Jesus' welcome is not sentimental. It's radical. He centers those the culture dismisses. Similarly, in the second scripture reading from Deuteronomy, here God instructs the people of Israel about how to live as a just and compassionate community. They are told not to deprive immigrants and widows or orphans of justice. They are commanded to leave some of the harvest, grain, olives, grapes, uncollected in the fields, so that those in need can come and glean what they require to survive. The reason is clear and repeated. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt. In other words, Never forget your own vulnerability and suffering. Let that memory shape how you treat others. As we hear these scriptures, we hold in our hearts today the vulnerable among us. Let us listen.
Today's first scripture reading comes from Matthew. Then children were being brought to him in order that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples spoke sternly to those who brought them. But Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, and do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." And he laid his hands on them and went on his way. Our second reading is from Deuteronomy. Don't obstruct the legal rights for an immigrant or orphan. Don't take a widow's coat as pledge for a loan. Remember how you were a slave in Egypt, but how the Lord your God saved you from that. That's why I'm commanding you to do this thing. Whenever you are reaping the harvest of your field and you leave some grain in the field, don't go back and get it. Let it go to the immigrants, the orphans, and the widows, so that the Lord your God blesses you in all that you do. Similarly, when you beat the olives off your olive tree, don't go back and get them twice. Let the leftovers go to the immigrants, the orphans, and the widows. Again, when you pick the grapes from your vineyard, don't pick them over twice. Let the leftovers go to the immigrants, the orphans, and the widows. Remember how you were a slave in Egypt? That's why I am commanding you to do this thing. The world of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Olympia. How about this? She had just turned 3 when we first started recording from home during COVID. And this week she turned 9. Thanks, Olympia. These scriptures and our theme for the week remind us that God's good news always moves toward those who are vulnerable. Jesus takes children, people with no status in his society, and says the kingdom actually belongs to them. And Deuteronomy commands the people to remember their own suffering so they will protect those left exposed and without defense. When we remember our own times of fear or dependence, our hearts are softened towards those at risk right now, especially families and children living in the shadow of war, like in Iran and neighboring countries, immigrants and refugees in our own community, trans people subject to harmful legislation, our Muslim and Jewish siblings suffering under scrutiny and even violence, and all who wonder if anyone will stand with them. If the gospel is real in us, it will show in how we become shelter, protection, and care for them. Let us come together now for a time of prayer. I invite you to take a deep breath, settle wherever you are, and gently center in your heart those in your life who are vulnerable, those who are hurting, afraid, or in need of protection or care. Hold their faces, their names, their stories before God, trusting that the one who loves them more than we can imagine is already drawing near. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, you are our shelter and our strength, the one who holds the most vulnerable close to your heart. On this snowy day, when roads are slick and plans are changed, we feel again how small we are, how dependent we are on one another, on how much we need your protection and care. We thank you for the good news that you see the ones the world overlooks, children without safety, families without homes, nations torn by violence, those whose names never make headlines and yet are precious to you. We praise you that your heart bends toward the vulnerable and that you invite us to join you in that work, to become a community where no one is left alone in their vulnerability. We pray today for your world, aching and afraid. We lift before you Iran and all the countries in that region caught in cycles of violence, fear, and displacement, especially the children. We hold in our hearts other war-torn regions like Ukraine and Palestine. We remember all people in harm's way, those who fall asleep to the sound of explosions, who wake to shortages of fear and medicine, who carry memories no child should carry. Wrap them in your protection, O God. Raise up leaders who choose peace over pride, mercy over revenge, justice over domination. Closer to home, we pray for our own community in this snowstorm. We ask your protection for those who must be out on the roads, plow drivers, first responders, healthcare workers, and anyone who has no choice but to travel. Grant safety, clear judgment, and calm. We pray for neighbors who are unhoused or are inadequately sheltered, for those who are cold and afraid. May warm spaces open and caring people respond so that none are left outside alone. And we thank you, God, for the joy that snow can bring, for children laughing and playing in the snowdrifts, for snowmen and snow angels, for sleds racing down hills and the rosy cheeks that follow. Let their delight be a sign of your kingdom, a reminder that you desire not only our survival, but our joy and flourishing. Within our Hamlin Church family, we pray for those who feel particularly vulnerable today, those who are ill or recovering, those awaiting test results or big decisions, those who are lonely or grieving, caregivers stretched thin, anyone who feels like a child again in the face of something too big to carry alone. Hold them gently, O God. Give them courage to reach out for help and give us attentive hearts to notice and respond. God of infinite love, plant deep in us the memory of our own vulnerability. Times when we needed a hand to steady us, a community to hold us, a world of hope to get us through. Let that memory soften our hearts and shape our choices so that we become people and a church who leave room in our fields for those who need to glean safety, belonging, and care. We offer these prayers, spoken and unspoken, in the name of Jesus, who welcomed the children and called your kingdom their own, and who taught us to pray, saying, Our God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, thank you again for your presence here today. Just a couple of announcements as we wrap up. Please keep in mind that March is Minnesota Food Share Month, and we are joining with others across our state to help ensure that our neighbors have enough to eat. You're invited to support this effort by giving online at hamlinchurch.org/give, and you can select Minnesota Food Share from the drop-down menu, or to bring your contributions to church next Sunday, because I'm sure we will be worshiping together. Also, it invites you to give to our weekly offering as you are able, also online or through the mail. Thank you for your ongoing and generous support. In just a second, our musicians will have the final word in worship today, offering a closing song for us to receive as our benediction. And then I invite everyone to switch on over to join us for Zoom Snow Day Coffee Hour. The link will be posted in the comments section here, and you can also find it in your email or on the worship page of our website. Zoom Coffee Hour is a good opportunity to connect and to check in with one another and to make this snowy day all the more memorable by sharing in it together. So hope to see you there. Now hear these words of blessing. May the God who welcomes the children, the Christ who walks with the wounded, and the Spirit who binds us together keep you safe, warm, and courageous. Go in peace. To love and to serve, trusting that you are held and called to help hold others today and always. Amen.